So, Kimmy, today I wanted to ask you about a certain epidemic you've been researching.
Ebola?
Yes, I've heard some strange things about the epidemic.
It is quite strange, yes.
Well, I had a few questions lined up for you about the epidemic.
Oh, yes, begin. Ask away.
Okay, well, how did the epidemic begin?
Well, researchers believe Ebola is an ancient virus that over time split from other viruses.
Like your grandma? Really? I would never have guessed that. Interesting. On to our next question. What are some symptoms of Ebola?
Well, in the beginning of Ebola, about 7-9 days in, you experience headaches, fatigue, fever, and muscle soreness.
What about the days following? Does it get worse? If so, how much?
Well, on day 10, you experience a sudden high fever, vomiting blood, and passive behaviors.
I see.
And on day 11, you start to experience bruising, brain damage, and bleeding from your nose, mouth, eyes, and anus.
Good Lord, ew.
And finally, on day 12, you experience loss of consciousness, seizures, massive internal bleeding, and death.
And where was this epidemic?
The longest was in West Africa from 2014 to 2016, but there have been other Ebola epidemics around the globe.
How many people died?
Well, there were 28,600 cases and 11,325 deaths during the epidemic.
You're kidding. How do people even get Ebola?
Coming into contact with contaminated bodily fluids.
So you're telling me that an ancient virus that you get from drinking poop water and kills you in 12 days causes you to bleed inside and outside of your body profusely, changes behaviors, and causes brain damage, fevers, pains, and seizures.
It also causes tingling, confusion, numbness, sore throat, hiccups, and skin peeling.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it's bad.
Are there ways to prevent it?
Yeah, avoid contact with bodily fluids, watch your health, and avoid bushmeat.
You got it. And how are the people of West Africa doing things differently to avoid any more Ebola outbreaks?
They've been doing things like washing their hands more often, using proper burial practices, improved community disease awareness, and there has been a greater demand in healthcare within recent years.
Interesting. Thank you for telling me this. Now I know how to avoid Ebola and what will happen if I don't.
It is less common here in America, but it is smart to be aware of possibilities. I wouldn't worry yourself, though.
Good.
I totally get that. Sometimes I freak myself out while I'm researching.
You never do. You do. I would lose my mind.
Well, thank you for telling us about Ebola, and
thank you for listening.